are the presidents of the IARU Region 1, which is Sylvan, Foxtrot 4, Golf Kilo Romeo.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm also joined by Matt, SM6EAN, and he's the secretary for the IARU Region 1. Hi, Matt.
Yes, hello.
Hi. So, Sylvan, can you just explain to our, not everyone will really know what the IARU is and what your role is in the world. So what can you perhaps give us a bit of background as to what the IARU stands for and what your role is?
So, yes. IARU is the International Amateur Radio Union, and it's an organization that was founded in 1925, representing the amateur radio services. Services meaning also the amateur satellite service. And our goal is to organize, defend, and protect the spectrum we enjoy, to make it very short and simple.
Okay.
And we're organized in three regions. That's the same regions than the ITU, the Region 1.
Yeah.
So I'm the president, as you mentioned, of Region 1. Region 1 is Europe, Eastern Europe, and Africa. Region 2 is the Americas, let's say North and South America. And Region 3 is Asia and Pacific. That exactly matches the structure of the ITU.
Now, in terms of this event in Frederikshavn, this is not just about meeting members and meeting people and chatting. This is actually quite a serious thing. I believe there are lots of meetings happen here.
Yes.
Between the different national societies and others. Is that right?
Yes, for us it's very important to be here because it's a very good occasion to meet our members, because the members of IARU are national organizations, are national societies. For example, in UK, the RSGB is a member of IARU. So that's the good place to be, to meet people and to meet the boards and the key players in each of these societies. That's why we're here, and it's a good way to explain what we're doing. It's a good way to see people and get feedback from the amateur community on the hot topics, I would say, or their concerns.
Sure. Are there any hot topics? Perhaps Matt's can. Are there any hot topics at the moment?
Yes, there is. Frequencies is always a hot topic.
Sure.
I would say that noise on our amateur bands on the radio frequencies is a continuous hot topic, and it has to be handled long term. When it comes to spectrum, it's of course the WRC, the World Radio Conference, that comes every 3 years. That is the focus. And actually, we are already now starting to work on the 2027 conference. So you can imagine that the one that's coming up now, we've been working with it for quite a long time. And there is a serious topic around the 23 centimeter amateur band. So we are spending a lot of effort and money on working with that question.
Sounds very interesting. Is that something that, I mean, obviously you guys are representing the amateur radio hobby, and we've got the national societies that are doing their work and I guess lobbying the regulators, I suppose, in terms of getting access to bands and protecting access to bands, I suppose. I guess that's the important part of your role, I suppose. Is that right?
Very much. And of course IARU takes on the role of things that goes worldwide.
Sure.
It's very difficult for a national organization to work in for instance, ITU. So IARU has the status of an observer in there, not as a voting member.
It
can only be the national organizations that can do that. But with good preparations, a lot of work around that, it is possible to discuss with the different national organizations and regional organizations, which is also very important. It's quite a structure that you have to work in, and one of the difficult parts is that you have to be part of that structure to be able to influence. It is very difficult just to come from the side and say, hey guys, here we are, we like this to be our view, and we hope you can respect that. Nobody will listen to you. You have to be part of how the work is done. And that is why IARU is structured in the three regions, just like ITU.
So very much a diplomatic role, very much influencing.
Not only influencing, also taking an active part. Typically, even if we have an observer status, our contributions are welcome. So it means that in some cases, like in CPT or like in ITU, we bring studies, we bring inputs to the voting members. And these are discussed. At the end, we cannot vote, but we can advocate, we can influence the others. And our job is to be as serious as possible, to be respected, so that when we say that we feel that a new proposition can be harmful for us, our voice is heard.
Sure.
It's not because we heard that we win. It's not that easy, of course, because we are using free spectrum. I mean, we're using spectrum, I mean, free, that we don't pay, like where others pay for the spectrum. So we never have to forget this. So it means that we have to be much more efficient and much more have very strong arguments.
Now, Tim Ellum did the keynote speech this morning at the conference, at the events. He's the global, I believe he's the global president for the IIoE.
Yes, exactly, he's the president for IIoE.
President, sorry. And he mentioned a few things around new technology and embracing things and the future of amateur radio. He thinks we have to adapt, we have to evolve and adapt to keep the hobby fresh and keep things going. What sorts of things are we mentioned FT8, and what sorts of things do you suggest?
Well, basically, the thing is that we have a age problem in amateur radio. If you look around us today, you will see many white-haired people. And that's true. I mean, we cannot... we have to see, to be realistic. So, when he did his speech this morning, he in fact wanted to stress the fact that newcomers, youngers, might be looking for something different than we others are enjoying from amateur radio. And while it was quite easy, I would say, to have a house with an antenna years ago, young people are not living in a private property. They're living in small places most of the time, because they're not working, or they just start working, so they cannot afford yet a house. So it means that they have no space. So we have to be open to practices that are more digital, that involve less power and so on.
No space for a huge HF tower.
Exactly.
Then, or,
that's the example he made this morning. He took this morning was to say that someone could run FT8, make QSO have fun using FT8 from an indoor antenna. And of course, we see a lot of controversies using digital modes or FT8.
Sure. Not everyone always agrees, unfortunately, in any hobby, I suppose. But I thought it was actually really quite an inspiring speech. And I think he's really got his finger on the pulse in terms of where we are and what we need to be doing going forward. So I thought it was a very interesting and inspiring speech there. It sounds like the IARU are very much working very hard behind the scenes, and maybe not that. The average amateur is probably not going to think much about not going to be thinking much about the IARU, but just taking for granted the fact we've got this spectrum and the fact that you guys are actually really behind the scenes working very hard. So
we try to, yes.
So you mentioned the ITU, actually. Just let us know what the ITU, what that organisation's about. Because you mentioned you do talk to them.
I'm not sure I explained. I understood what you're asking me, sorry.
So you mentioned the ITU earlier. So what's their role in the spectrum?
Okay. Basically, the spectrum is organised, even if it's... if it's an intangible resource, it means that it has to be regulated.
Sure.
So just to take a stupid, simple example, you're using an FM receiver, and in any countries, you use almost the same frequency range from 88 to 108 megahertz. Someone decided this. Someone made this in a way that the receiver made in Eastern countries work in Western countries and so on. That's the role of ITU, defining the bands, defining the use cases, defining the modes and so on. So, and this is a non-profit worldwide organization where all the countries decide together how they use the spectrum.
Okay.
And this organization meets every 4 years, and all the countries have vote. In fact, it's changing. Just a quick background on this. Years ago, each country had a voice, and now we are seeing more regional organizations. For example, in Europe, you have the CEPT. Which is something we call the regional telecommunication organizations. So countries are grouping themselves and to have more power.
Got it, I see, okay. And of course each one has got its own regulators, it's got Ofcom in the UK
exactly.
FCC in the US,
exactly.
etc.
Exactly.
Okay. So they all kind of, I guess, sit on the ITU, essentially.
Exactly. So they have the right to vote, and the IIU cannot vote.
Sure.
Because we're not a member, we're not a state.
Yeah.
But we're recognized as an observer. It means that, as I explained previously, we can, as long as we're seriously respecting the rules and that we play a positive role, we can push papers, we can push recommendations and discuss with the others on an equal base, as long as we don't vote.
Okay. And that's been really interesting, and I'm sure our listeners will find that very